This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Anyway, got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, a lot of things happening out here in California. We have the 25th district for the House of Representatives going up. Tomorrow, big election. And, of course, the dictator, Gavin Newsom, has decided to influence everybody. And it's not just this election that we're talking about. This is a special election. Speaking of Katie Hill, remember the Throuple person? Her seat is up. We're going to be talking about that in a second. The president has some things to say about that, which is absolutely true. But we got, you know, the thing that's really, I think, one of the most important things to happen is that the dictator, Gavin Newsom, who's now being recognized largely by some of your holdouts, people that have been in denial for years and influencers in the California Republican Party. Oh, shocking. It's a dictator. We helped create it, but it's here. saying he's going to now mail out ballots to every registered voter in California. There you go. He's just going to take charge, large and in charge. No input whatsoever. Just the dictator says, I'm going to be a dictator. There you go. Gavin Newsom. Anyway, now that I got that off my chest, I got to have some more coffee. I'm sorry. We got to have pot tray. Trois. Un de trois. I know. Listen, two pots. Yeah, not quite enough right now to get past that third hour now, is it? So it's perking, and I can smell it. Agenda 21 Radio Call, wafting through the air. Okay, so anyway, we got President Trump called on Republicans to head to the polls up for Tuesday's special congressional election in California after the leader of the National Republican Congressional Committee told House Republicans in a memo that Democrats were trying to steal the race. No, come on. Democrats stealing a race? Come, you guys are just joshing me, right? Democrats would never do something like that, steal a race. Well, it looks like that's probably the case.
Out in California this week, Democratic State Assemblywoman Christy Smith and Republican Mike Garcia are running to replace former Congresswoman Katie Hill. She resigned last year after an ethics scandal, but Republicans are now accusing Democrats of trying to steal this election after adding a last-minute polling place in a heavily left-leaning area. Let's bring in Carl Rove, former White House Deputy Chief of Staff, of course, and a Fox News contributor. Good morning, Carl.
Morning.
Talk about the significance of this race. You have a Republican, a Hispanic Republican who's a military veteran, Mike Garcia, who could flip a seat that has been in Democratic hands. See the two candidates there going back to the days of Bill Clinton.
Well, first of all, full disclosure, I've done 3 Zoom fundraising events for Mike Garcia, gotten to know him personally, contributed to his campaign. He's a very terrific person. You know, son of an immigrant, legal immigrants, candidate for nomination to the U.S. Naval Academy, graduated near the top of his class, 30 combat missions in Iraq, flying a Super Hornet. Then, after his military service, went to work in the aerospace industry, which is very important in this district, had a lot of aerospace companies. First-rate individual and a wonderful human being. And yes, this is going to be an important race. The last time the Republicans took a Democratic congressional held seat in California was 1998, 22 years ago. And Mike Garcia, right now, at least until the last couple of days, looked like he was building up a pretty good lead in the mail-in ballots. In California, the ballots are, everybody received a ballot in the mail, you return it by mail. If you don't return your ballot by mail, you can still show up on Election Day and vote at one of a small number of locations in this congressional district, literally, you know, barely double digits, number of voting locations. So what the Democrats did here at the end was they opened up an additional voting location in Lancaster, which is heavily Hispanic and African-American and largely Democrat, even though it has a Republican mayor, which they've been quick to point out, it's largely a Democrat town. And they did so here right at the end. Nobody was saying this weeks ago. It was just done right here at the end, and it stinks. You don't do things like this at the end of a contest. It looks like you're trying to jimmy the rules and give one.
Well, you do it in California. Come on, Carl. Come on, brother. And where's the California Republican Party in all this?
Side or the other an advantage.
And that might be one reason why the president over the weekend tweeted out that he thinks this could be rigged. He's also been upset about mail-in voting. You talked about the ballots by mail. Do you share the president's concerns?
Well, I do think we got to be careful about mail-in ballots. We've seen, for example, here in Texas, we've made in Texas the harvesting of ballots. That is to say, you mail out ballots, and then individuals who are not government officials can stop by and collect them. We've made it illegal in Texas after a series of scandals involving people, primarily in Democratic primaries, who came by and basically took the ballots of people who were nearly comatose, not really, you know, capable of making a rational decision, and voting their ballots in for their preferred candidate in the primary.
Now, keep in mind that this is perfectly legal in California, right? You get it? It's perfectly legal in California. That's really what we have here, is a situation where it's perfectly legal in California. And everybody says, oh, it can't be legal in California, and it can't be illegal in other places. Well, guess what? Shocking. It's legal in California. Ballot harvesting. Are you surprised? In every other state, it's illegal.
And California allows this to be done legally. You mail everybody a ballot, and somebody can come and knock on your door and say, here, I'm from one party to the other. Let me help you fill out your ballot, and I'll take care of it, of sending it in for you. So there is some problems with mail-in ballots, particularly when everybody receives one. Not everybody necessarily particularly today in the environment we find ourselves in, gets their ballot in time. Some people get them who no longer live at that particular address. It's really sort of very complicated,
Carl,
and very problematic.
Quickly, I just want to get to one last thing, which is this is obviously one seat in the broader question about whether Nancy Pelosi will stay on as Speaker come next year. Yesterday, I want to summarize it for you. Andrew Cuomo, the Democratic governor here in New York, had this big press conference, and he was attacking all the previous stimulus bills. And now there's a new one. Speaker Pelosi's working on a price tag ranging from $800 billion to $2 trillion. And the bottom line is Cuomo was saying none of the previous stimulus bills have helped workers. They've been bailing out corporate America. You've got a Democratic governor saying that about stimulus bills co-written by Nancy Pelosi. What gives here?
And passed by virtually unanimous votes with virtually every Democrat and every Republican voting for him. I think the only Democrat, for example, to vote against the last one was AOC. So I thought it was a little odd, particularly since the PPP, that's the Small Business Lending Program, is proving to be very popular. And it's keeping a lot of people employed.
So, you know, we got Andrew Cuomo, who's out of touch. You know why he's out of touch? Because he wears nipple rings. Well, they're not nipple rings. They're barbels. I think he used them for shock titty therapy. That's the only thing I can think. He's got nipple rings on. I mean, listen, it's verified by pictures. He's got nipple barbels. You know, little things where you punch them through your nipple, and you screw on one end, you know, and you got, it's like barbells. So his titties do reps. Nipple reps. Never done nipple reps in my life, but I'll tell you what, I've sure pressed a lot of weight back in the day. But nipple pressing, nipple exercising, nipple barbells, nipple this, nipple that. So every time I see a picture of him, I think of nipple rings. That's just bad, isn't it? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar.
Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to ROM Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. ROM Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a ROM Solar. Okay, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I was looking for some sort of an endorsement by the California Republican Party for Mike Garcia, and they do endorse him, but, you know, and they endorse Tamika Hamilton, which is good, you know, from the 3rd District, Congressional District, so State District, Senate District, Melissa Melendez, I'm not too sure about that one. And of course, what do we have here? Congressional District 31, and it's kind of interesting. Agnes Gibney, absolutely. So we got a lot of people that they're endorsing in the right place. And actually, if it's done right, and I think if the California Republican Party obviously stays out of the way, we can collect a lot of different seats. That's just and again, it seems like they're staying out of the way of, Mike Garcia, and they're letting the National come in to, and again, Karl Rove was out there doing Zoom fundraising meetings for Mike Garcia, which is a really good thing. This guy's a class act, by the way, absolutely a class act, and clearly he needs everybody's support to be out there. But, you know, the thing is that now we've got this district out there, this special district that's being formed, and he's quite the guy, actually. And again, I used to live in that area, so I'm very familiar with Palmdale, Lancaster, and the whole nine yards out there in that district. So, being a stand-up guy that he is, former supervisor endorses him. A lot of people endorsed him. President endorses him. And I think that, with everything going right, and again, what they're doing, though, is they're absolutely throwing everything at him from the Democratic Party, including the corruption of the mail-in ballots, and then they opened up a special balloting area, all that other good stuff. This is the stuff that they've been doing, and they're not going to let up on any of this stuff. So this is the opportunity of a lifetime, I think, for him, obviously. We take this district, the 25th, I think this is going to be a good start for what's going to be happening for the eventual outcome, if you will, of the elections going forward. And I'm really excited about this. I think that this election will be pivotal. And again, I want to say, where is the California Republican Party on this? I don't know. I just did a query again, and I'll be more than happy to give them a call and say, where are you guys at on this? What are you doing out there? Are you gonna help to do the ballot harvesting to get Mike elected? What are you doing out there? So I don't know. I don't know how this is all working, but I do know one thing. It's good. Something will happen tomorrow, and we're going to get a good flavor one way or another if, in fact, it's effective for the Democrats to be cheating at this level. And if this is stolen from a guy like Michael, which it could be, given the situation that you have out there in California, this could be a game changer. I mean it. Because it will tell basically the president what direction he needs to take out here in California with the corruption that exists. And part of the problem with the corruption is, of course, the California Republican Party. They're part of the problem. You know, these people that are professing to support the president when, in fact, they undermine the president at every turn. That's what happens with the California Republican Party. Shocking, shocking, shocking. That is, in fact, exactly what happens. So, you know, this is something that that I think is very, very important to understand is that as we go forward with this whole thing, as we go forward with this whole thing, and not only in these elections, this special election, but now we have the November elections coming up, which is really kind of a long ways away when you think about it. And again, keep this in mind. We normally have a June primary in California, but the Democrats wanting to get more cash flow, what did they do? They said, oh, and Jerry Brown saw this coming. I'm telling you, Jerry Brown saw this coming because he's the guy who got this whole thing changed. And how did he get it changed? I'm pretty sure he was listening to Chris Street from where? The New California State Movement back in the day in 2017 when we were starting. We said there's going to be an economic collapse of California. And here it is, by the way. And so Jerry Brown saw this and he said, well, how can we stem this flow? Well, what we can do is we can, after the 26th election, we can have our primary advanced 3 months. And we can have it in March. Yes, let's do it in March. And we'll run two propositions. And those propositions will be good for at least $54 billion. Shocking. $54 billion. Shocking. In other words, they're going to float bonds. They're going to be good for school construction. And isn't that the way to go in California? You can run these propositions. The voters will approve it because they always have. They've always approved these bonds. But something happened along the way. What happened was the president said, geez, California's got a problem. It's got a big problem. They've got cash flow problems. And this new California group, they've been telling everybody about it loud and clear, telling the truth, much more so than anybody else because the Democrats and the Republicans, oh, no, we can't talk about that. First of all, we didn't know about that. We didn't know how it worked. We do in New California. We know exactly how it works, and we've been telling you this. We've been telling people that the economic demise of California is at hand, and we've been talking about it for, what, 3-4 years now? And here it is. Shocking. But they moved and they advanced the election forward, the primary election, to March, not June. So here we are, we're facing June. And we've had, in New California and the Republic, we've had an opportunity to continue to press, our electorates out there. In other words, we've extended the time to campaign by 3 months, and this is not good for the Democrats, especially with this cloud, a couple of clouds. One, the cloud for this whole thing with the Flynn thing and what's going on with that. That's a problem. Now you got this whole thing going on with this special election. I mean, that was a problem, the throuple, and we turned out to be a quadruple. You know, that was four, not a threesome, but a foursome. I mean, this woman was prolific, sexually speaking, I guess. But, you know, now you've got this other guy. You got Mike Garcia, who's a stand-up individual out there in the 25th District. He is just spectacular. Combat veteran. Great family man. I mean, he's got everything. Got absolutely everything going for him. He's going to make himself a fine member of Congress. But, again, we've got the cheating by California. So they blundered in a big way. Now, why did they blunder? Because they did not get the money they thought they were going to get for the $54 billion, and that's put them in a big hole. Because now they can't run the state. This money that they have right now they're operating on is money that's going to evaporate by October. Here's their problem. It's going to evaporate up by October, and then they're going to try and go out and get loans to cover the shortfall until they get more money in April. Problem is, the April receipts came in. Instead of $60 billion, they only got $30 billion. That's a big hole to fill for the Republicans. Hello. In April, you're supposed to get 60. You got 30. So not only did you not get the $54 billion you thought you were going to get that Jerry Brown rightfully predicted because he's listening to New California and Chris Street. He knew that California would need that 54, so he put it on the ballot. It got to go on that ballot, and they advanced that thinking they're going to get the money in March. They did not get the money. They did not get the money from the Bank of China. They did not get it from Deutsche Bank. They didn't get it from their long-term lenders. And so what did they do? They rigged the election, sure, so that it looks like the California voters turned down those ballot initiatives. Because, you see, they realized they couldn't fund it anyway. They could not fund those ballot initiatives if it did pass. So it couldn't pass. Now they're in a bigger bind. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
But these are the plans that other states and counties wish to put in place.
We are beginning a program today which will certainly grow into something larger, and that is a community contact tracing program. We've done contact tracing all along. that a contact is a person who's been exposed to someone that we document to have the COVID infection. When we find someone who has a COVID infection, those people are immediately isolated. But we also work with them to figure out who their contacts were. But the purpose of this program is to bring on people. We may bring on up to 50 or even more as the program grows and as we see the needs for it. As we do more testing, we will find more and more people who have COVID-19. And again, we'll isolate every one of them, and we will find every one of their contacts, and we will make sure that they stay quarantined, and we'll check in with them every day. We're going to do a more complete job, and we're going to do a more meticulous job of making it less and less possible for others in the county to run into someone with COVID-19 infection. It's not just our county. There are going to be thousands of people hired who will be these contact investigators throughout the state. And this is occurring in many, many other states as well, perhaps all of the states in our country. We will be giving intensive training to these people, identifying and finding contacts. Some of the people we find are going to have trouble being isolated. For instance, if they live in a home where there's only one bathroom and there are three or four other people living there and those people don't have COVID infection, we're not going to be able to keep the person in that home. Every person who we're isolating, for instance, needs to have their own bathroom. And so we'll be moving people like this into other kinds of housing that we have available.
You should find what the Ventura County, California Health Department is proposing to be bone chilling. That should be disturbing to everything America is great. I more firmly what they're talking about un-American. 1940s Russia. It is Hitler right here in that now that some people are shocked and maybe intimidated by that language, by the principles of need to be shocked and offended. And offended. Courage and the fortitude to may peacefully object. And America recognizes that all men, the Declaration of Independence, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. It doesn't mean men as in the male gender. It is an abbreviation for the word mankind, which is everyone. And all of people are created equal and endowed by their creator. Who are these rights?
We have a little bit of an audio problem. I wanted to play that for you, but doesn't seem to want to cooperate with us here. No. Anyway, too bad. That's Chris Ann Hall, of course. We've invited Chris Ann Hall. She's been part of our New California State movement. But one of the things that has come up is this COVID virus tracking business and tracing. It's a Fourth Amendment issue, folks. A Fourth Amendment issue. The Fourth Amendment of the Constitution provides this. Let me explain it to you. the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued. But upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That does not give the government or the health department the right to come into your home, take your blood, and walk away, and then take you into custody. It's exactly the opposite. So when you are in Ventura, or you're in any county, I don't care if it's Orange County, Virginia, I don't care where it is, New Jersey, Kansas, somebody shows up at your door and wants to take a blood test or take a sampling for COVID virus under the guise of the health department, they better be looking at something coming back from you. As an exit the property immediately. This is unreasonable search and seizure, and they have no probable cause, and they have to have a warrant if they did. That's the point. This is not constitutional. It's Hitlerian. That's exactly the point. It is absolutely Hitlerian. And this is my point about all this stuff, about your Fourth Amendment and constitutional rights here. Let's not exclude this. You have a right to privacy and freedom from unreasonable intrusions by the government. That is a fact. This is an unreasonable intrusion. And they're hiring people to do this? This is right out of Hitler's playbook, guys. And we need to recognize it and call it out for what it is. It's the same thing about why you do not go to church on Sundays now. In churches, you can't gather because there's a health edict out there? That's absolutely unconstitutional. Go to church, and why are the pastors closing their churches? I'm serious. I go to church on Sundays. I'm still going. There are pastors out there who said, we're not closing. Why? But then there are those that are less than honorable. As pastors, in my opinion, who have caved to the Almighty, who have taken a knee. And our pastors are not to take a knee. The government. They are the legs of the people. And they need to stand strong. And that's why I say, those pastors that have closed your churches, because you're threatened by the government, You have to stand strong in the face of this. You should be the protectors of the First Amendment, the first element of the First Amendment. The reason this country was formed for religious freedom. Maybe you don't understand. You want to stand strong and you want to talk biblical this and biblical that and come up with, you know, First Ephesians and all. Just, you want to talk that talk? Yet you're not willing to defend the right to do it? God given to everybody? What hypocrites are you? It's a little bit difficult to understand why any of you that have closed your churches down should remain in your positions. It's not godly, it's not holy. And all you are is government shills. So antithetical to this nation.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today.
protect your conversations today with the deaf system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Well, we're still kind of looking around on this thing with Elon Musk and the things that need to be going on there, and about all that stuff that's happening. Kind of interesting, this whole discussion about Elon Musk and all the stuff that's happening out there. And again, you just got all this stuff. About where's, you know, the state's going to reopen Alameda County, all the problems that have there about stay-at-home orders and stuff being so strict, right? And, you know, I guess the question is it, how's that all going to turn out? You know, it's going to turn out really well for New California, but, you know, for old California, how is that going to look? And I was getting into this in the second hour, and I thought maybe I'd come back to this. We have, Elon Musk saying about what happens in Alameda County stays in Alameda County. What kind of? Alameda County is, of course, one of the most stringent of the counties that has been in the act, if you will, of protecting everybody from the COVID virus. Alameda County, and then, of course, there's San Joaquin County. Both counties, by the way, we have a portion of Alameda County in New California. And we also have San Joaquin County. And in San Joaquin County, they actually have a second facility that builds the Tesla. Now, keep in mind, Elon Musk is not just Tesla, it's SpaceX, the fabulously successful space program that's really utilizing old Cold War era facilities in California to, you know, to build these fabulous spacecraft that he's got going on. I'm telling you, I'm a spacecraft junkie. I absolutely am. When I was a kid growing up, man, I was watching those Redstone rockets and then the Saturns and all the the Atlas rockets, right? I was watching all that stuff go up at the time when I was a kid.
They used to, it was black and white. It was coming in. It would, you know, I'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty consistent to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning as a kid, just so I could watch them launch those rockets into outer space. Sometimes I'll never forget watching some of them. They just exploded right there on the launch pad. It's like, wow, a bomb. And you get to watch it live. Now this was in the 60s. How fascinating is that for a young boy growing up going, wow, look at this, 50s and 60s. So I, 50s, I said 50s, I said 50s. Give you an idea how old I am, but I remember this, right? So this is exactly what we're facing today, is we have a whole new generation of human beings and kids that are going to be fascinated by rocketry because of Elon Musk. I mean, I'm fascinated because you know what happens? This guy can take a rocket, launch the payload, and as it separates, then what happens to that, you know, the original stage that the rocket motors and the tanks and all that other stuff are the original part of the rocket. Usually rockets are in three stages. There's the first stage that you see when it's just propped up on the launch pad. It goes off, and then it gets to a certain altitude, and it separates, and a second stage kicks on, fires a motor, and it goes to a third stage, and the third stage usually has the payload, has a smaller motor, smaller fuel, but it's now further up in the atmosphere, and there's less gravity influence, so obviously it's going to, trajectory of that thing is going to go further, faster, wherever you're pointing it to go, and whatever the... wherever it's supposed to go for satellite positioning or whatever. So what happens to that first and second payload, or that first and second stage, or the first stage primarily? They are very expensive to build those things. So what about if we can take them and then actually have them come back to the atmosphere and land simultaneously as it's just land. I mean, imagine. No longer were they just drifting off into space and getting into, you know, falling off into the ocean or burning up in the atmosphere. These things are coming back and being reused. I mean, I have been absolutely fascinated to watch a lot of these things where they launch these rocket ships. Listen to me. Where they launch these rockets and they go up and then they bring them back and they land them. And they actually have fuel on board. They can start a motor, and the thing can start a slow descent and land and stay standing. That's what Musk does with SpaceX. And he's got a lot of other things, too, going on. Not just that, but, you know, taking us to the moon, taking us back to, you know, taking us back to the, taking us to Mars. Get my planets right here. By the way, there's global warming up there, by the way. But this is my point, though. We have to continue the space race. We have to continue our research into outer space. And by the way, that's why Donald Trump started the Space Force. The Space Force is ready to go, and Elon Musk is a big part of that. And New California is going to be a big part of that, because Elon Musk does not need to leave California to stay in New California. He doesn't need to do that. He's already got a big footprint in much of what's called New California. But the Alameda thing in Alameda County is only a part of what we do. My bottom line to Elon Musk is he needs to stay in New California. Stay in. He can leave California and stay in New California without much fuss. And keep his employees happy and everybody else. 10,000 jobs are on the line here because California has screwed it up. And will they be able to repair themselves? No. That's absolute. Not for 10 years. Not for 20 years. Will they be able to improve themselves with New California? Answer is yes. And are they financially broke? Yes. That's a problem. That's a big problem for them. And they're scrambling like you can't believe right now to solve that problem. Will they be able to? No. Not without the creation of New California. That is a fact. We'll be back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're looking at a couple of things. We're still kind of monitoring, and I don't know where we're at with this whole thing that's going on with I know what's going on with Elon Musk. I mean, Michael Flynn. Excuse me. I want to put those two together. Michael Flynn case. And again, I thought we'd have something going on here. We're now getting questions about the attorney generals are asking Congress to hold hearings investigating China's deceit in coronavirus response. I think that'd be a really, really good idea. You know, listen, put the politics aside. The bottom line is that clearly we need to find out what was going on there. And I know where it's going to go. I really, really know where this is going to go. It's going to be going against, obviously, the Dems. And they're going to find out this whole deep state operation, the Chinese deep state and our own deep state. There's going to be more about that. This is going to be another. See, you're going to find, we already know about Russia. This thing is sweeping. I mean, there's going to be so much coming out about this. Comey and Mueller and all this, the whole thing is going to come out. There's going to be indictments. They're already working on that. We know that they've already impaneled a grand jury. They're going through that process. This whole thing is going to play out. The next thing they're going to look at is, of course, the impeachment, because there's the Adam Schiff connection there, the lying. And then we're going to look at the next thing. There's going to be all this playing out with the coronavirus hoax. and how that's working out. This is all going to come out in the laundry, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be pretty for the Democrats. That is a fact. Anyway, go out and vote, especially if you're out there in the 25th district, and get that Garcia guy elected. He's a winner. He's a winner. So thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.